Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, guys? How is everything going? It has been a while since I came your way with a podcast. I think it's been 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And as usual, now our podcasts are one take. If I make a mistake, we just we just listen to it and continue. Well, those of you who follow me on social media will realize that today I graduated from the University of Kadiayad with a bachelor's in English literature. So it is an exciting day. I'm very grateful to God. I'm certainly grateful to everybody around me. But beyond that, today is also the birthday of one of my friends in Nigeria, Rejoice. So Rejoice, I don't know how to wish you happy birthday in your language, so please pardon me. The rest of you, I hope you've been taking care of yourselves and your loved ones as well. Well, welcome to this episode of Friday Talks with Prince Tego. As we often do, we start with our greetings. Bonjour, buenos dias, buongiorno, guten tag, man zakin, jambo, habari, and any other greeting that might have escaped me. I do not want to delay us today. I want us to go right straight into the podcast. Today's podcast is going to be called or entitled Process. Process. Well, some of you might be wondering, what happened? Why process? I think we were talking about a few different things over the week or over the past few weeks. So why process? Process simply because, you know, when I actually went to Kenya, I was amongst people that refer to us quite supernatural. To one of them, I actually told him he's not normal. I told him futurist. I call him futurist. Most people around him call him Ambassador Kwame. I call him futurist. I call him futurist. You are not normal. I mean, no disrespect, but you're not normal at all. And he says, I understand and I know what you're talking about. Guys, you know, I saw these people, and truth be told, these are people who are mortals like you and I. it sounds common sense what I'm saying, but please do give me a listen. So I saw these people who have phenomenal results. People who could open their mouth and speak and move crowds like I had never seen. People who could impact you just with their aura. People whose charisma alone preceded them. And when I came into contact with Robert Burali, that man is a man of himself as well. We call him the King of the East. he is phenomenal. That is to say the least. He is awesome. His presentation, how he carries himself, how he walks, what he has acquired, what he has achieved in life. I'm like, oh God, I wish I could just copy and paste that guy's life. But I'll tell you why I wouldn't do that anymore. Then I came across Daniel Sapon and Moses Arthur, and these are amazing people. Then Coded, Kwame, called the sought after on Instagram. And then we met the legend himself, Vuzi Thembakwayo. You know, when you actually have followed a person for so long, watched every possible video about the person there is to watch, and you still meet the person and you still think it's, I don't know him. That is how I felt when I met him. I felt this man has so many layers, and I felt the same for every single one of them I met there. There are so many layers to them. They have achieved so much. They have done so much. They have impacted so many people. It is quite ridiculous to find myself in their midst. You know, I kept asking myself so many questions. What have I done to even deserve to be here? What do I have to offer? What am I bringing to the table? I actually did ask myself so many questions, but the conclusion I came to is that these people, no matter how amazing they are humans. They are humans. They being human simply means that whatever they have achieved, with the right amount of discipline, dedication, we all can achieve it. You know, it was whilst we were having a conversation, and visit them, Bakwai was talking, and the depth of his knowledge. And then Futurist opens his mouth, and then he's citing books and references. And Moses opens his mouth, and he has like a plethora of verses in his head for every situation. He can give you a Bible verse. And then Daniel Sarpon is giving you the personal development and sales strategy and tactics. And then you see the sought after just right there with his work ethic and discipline and ability to deliver. And you see Robert Burali with his depth of wisdom. It was at that moment that I realized these guys have gone through something I am yet to go through. The process simply means that whatever they have achieved, they did not achieve that overnight. It took some of them decades. Honestly, it took most of them decades. I was the only person there with about 3 or 4 years of business experience, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? It took them decades. The process, the hurt, the pain, the heartbreaks, the rejection, the ridicule, the mockery, the isolation. I was wondering, how could they develop such tough skins but soft hearts, as Robert Burali said? And the answer is simply their process. I know. I know you guys are holier than I am. I know you guys are the holy saints. So you guys don't have the desires that I have. But when I see these great rich men, I desire to have their cars, their houses. I look at the suits they wear, and I'm like, oh my God, is that Armani? Is that, what's it called? Zara? Is that Louis Vuitton? Like, what is it? I want it. I want what they have. I honestly desire it. I desire what they have. I desire them. I know you guys are not like me. Come on. I am Prince Tego. Come on. You guys are such higher beings with higher consciousness. So, but if you, like me, sometimes look at what these guys have acquired and wonder to yourself, oh, I wish I had that. Do not forget that it does not come alone. It comes with a process. It comes with time. It comes with hard work, with discipline, with dedication, with lots of love to give to the pain that you receive. The process. So today I want to ask you, and maybe this is our homework for today, for the week, probably. What process are you constructing for your life? I, with the help of Mike, I call him my guru, Igba. I'm trying to construct a process of my life where I have peace of mind at every single point of my life. What process are you creating for yourself? What process are you deliberately constructing in your lives? Will your process bring you the desired outcome? Yesterday I was coaching a student, and I was telling the student, if you want to be a great musician and you're in the midst of people who ridicule music, how do you intend to do that? If you want to be a great public speaker and you're in the midst of those who just ridicule and criticize harshly, great public speakers, excuse me, how do you intend to do that? What is your process? Simply put, what are the habits you're building for yourself? Because remember, your habits create your reality. Your habits create your future. So once again, guys, this is Prince Tego coming your way. I do hope that you guys have learned a thing or two from this podcast. Let me know what you'd want me to talk about in the coming week. I'd love to hear your feedback on what you think about this podcast process, what you think I should have shared, what you disagree with the most, and what you agree with the most. I'd love to hear that. It is always a pleasure to come your way. Until I come your way, hopefully next week, it's Bislama. Take care, guys. Cheers.